Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Father, we thank you for Wan and these children and all these sisters and brothers and aunts and people who come to share. May we speak a word of life in this great moment. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated. 27 years is a long time. I've pastored this girl for 27 years, and I had not one time of trouble with her. She was just obedient member and just flowed with what God was doing here at Word of Life. So the members are here to celebrate. It's a celebration. Number two, take note of it. It is a graduation. Those two things you need to recognize. Now, in order to handle things like this, there's physical life, there's mental life, but then there's a third life called spiritual life. It's the life that never ends. So I'll be dealing with that aspect of life, that Mabel is still alive. Matter of fact, I want to deal with, she moved to her father's house. Yes, sir. Just a few minutes, I'm not gonna be long. She moved to her father's house. The scripture said here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, a powerful verse and powerful voices following it. For we know, something about knowing things, you know. If you on a trip and you know where you're going, you feel more at ease, you know. Yeah, there's certain things we know spiritually that hold us in a trying hour. Those of us who are born again now, those of us who know the Lord, I can't hear you. Those of us who know the Lord, there's certain things we know beyond the natural, beyond the physical. There are certain things we know beyond feeling. Beyond this world. So here Paul points out, for we know that if our earthly house, what kind of house? Earthly house of this tabernacle. Now, the word tabernacle means tent. So it means it's not a permanent house. You put up a tent and you take it down. You know when you put that tent up, that wasn't your final house, but you put it up to stay there temporarily. You know one day you're gonna have to move. You're gonna have to have something better than a tent to live in. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle, this tent, this temporary place of living, I made preparation for when this tent cannot house me no more. I have somewhere else to go. And I will never move again. Mabel made her last move. She'll never have to worry about moving again. Because the place where she is now is eternal. For we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, good God Almighty, we have a building of God. I mean, 2 Corinthians 5:1. That house not made with hands. Eternal in the heavens. Hallelujah. Now notice what's happening when we're in this earthly house. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house. With our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now listen, now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Now listen at verse 6. This would be a comfort to the family. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. But then it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I was praying and studying about this time to speak to the family and speak to Wayne and to say farewell to Mabel on this side. And the Lord revealed to me that a believer has 3 to 4 houses. And 1 mansion. You have your earthly house, and then you have the house not built by hand. And then I want you to go with me for a few minutes, John chapter 14. You got your earthly house, and you got the house not made by hand. Jesus told us about another house. So a believer actually has 3 houses and a mansion. And I want to walk through those 3 houses and get you to know where Mabel is now. She in a mansion now.
Amen.
She's still alive. She's not dead, she's alive. But she's just in another dimension, another realm. That realm is called eternal. Everlasting life.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
She in a better place than us.
Yeah.
I know the separation hurt and the pain gonna come sometime, but there's the Holy Spirit who's a helper, who's a comforter, who knows how to make peace in a time of trouble. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Can I hear you? He helping us today. I feel his presence. He's real. Sometimes men don't want to acknowledge him, but the Holy Spirit is real, and he's called a comforter. And the Holy Spirit can handle me as a preacher. I might not can, Wayne might not can, but the Holy Spirit can handle anything because he's called God, the Holy Spirit. He can make you better for you. Yeah, he can make it all right when everything look wrong. He can touch you when nobody else can touch you. He's here. The Holy Spirit is here to help us walk through this thing. We're not by ourselves. He's here. Say he's here.
He's here.
God, the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our helper, our standby, our strengthener, the one who can hold our hand invisibly. You can't see his hand, but his hand is in my hand. And every time I get a little weak, he give me a little jerk. Say, I'm here with you. I'm here with you. You're not by yourself. You're not by. We're not walking this road by ourselves. This is the Father's business. We're about our Father's business, and we represent his kingdom. We want it known today that we celebrate the graduate. We fought to try to keep her here, but she went on home. So now we're going to celebrate. What would she want us to do? So let me preach you a little bit. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Why, Lord? You believe in God? Believe also in me. Here we go. In my Father's house are many mansions. Then Jesus said, I won't lie to you. If it was not so, good God Almighty, I would not have told you so. The house is there. The mansions are there. You can't understand them by senses. You can't understand them by science or academic. The mansions are understood by the inner man, by the spirit. You follow me? Every child of God that's born again has a place called a place for revelation. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But the Spirit searches the deep things of God and revealed to us Mabel had another home. And she moved into her father's house. Now, in the natural, you can't understand that. But we who are spiritual understand that she made her business many years ago. Got her business fixed. What I want to ask you, do you have your business fixed? See, because there's two homes. One called hell and another one called heaven. Everybody died going to one of them. I'm so glad that I know where I'm going. But that's the only two places. I mean, you know, people don't want to talk about it. You know, this modern churches don't want to talk about it. You know, everything loving. No, that's two places. And we must know it. And Mabel had her business fixed. She gone to heaven, but there's another place you can go to. Now, it would be a sad moment if Mabel didn't know Jesus, but he was her Lord and Savior, so she went to the right house. Can I get an amen? Amen. I say she went to the right place. Yes, sir. And we're going to shout about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say she went to the right place. I see some of y'all look scared. Y'all got it fixed, huh? You don't know, only two places. Only two places. It's time to get hooked up, brother. There's only two places. So it says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Watch this. That where I am, there, you may be also. Powerful, man. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And then sometimes people get confused. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, talk to me here. I am.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I am the way. I'm not only the way, I am the truth and the life. Now watch what he said. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Didn't he say it? You read that before, right? You've heard it before. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no matter what your background, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Powerful. Connection. I'm almost through. Direction. Protection. And resurrection. All are in Mabel's record.
Yes, sir.
The assurance of resurrection, uh-huh, and a permanent resident,
yes, sir,
is promised to every believer,
yes, sir,
that prove faithful to the end,
yes,
in this life.
Yes.
Be clear, my brothers and sisters, it ain't over yet. Once we get to the mansion,
yes,
everything become eternal.
Yes.
Being connected to Jesus,
yes,
is the best thing,
yes,
that happened to this child of God.
Yes.
When she got connected to Jesus many years ago,
yes,
this time was already settled.
Yes.
But he's wounded for our transgression.
Yes.
Bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Hallelujah. She refused to disconnect from Jesus and the love of God. She refused to let anyone or anything displace her from him. In Romans chapter 8, I preach eight times between 9 and 2 this week, so I'm not going to be long. Romans chapter 8, she refused to disconnect. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, a sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. May I say, for I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, no angel, no principality, no power, no thing present, no thing to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature, could God Almighty, shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. She said, I'll never be separated from him. He's my rock in a weary land. He's my shelter in a time of storm. He's my water in dry places. He's my bread. He's my life. He's my everything. I hold on to his hand, his unchanging hand. Scripture says, love never faileth. God has not, God will not fail us today. Mabel looking right at us right now. And she said, and she's saying to us, finish your course. Finish your course. Few more minutes, Wayne. Her direction came from the Holy Spirit, who always is able to take you into a supernatural position. I want to repeat that again. Her direction, Mabel's in a supernatural position. She moved from the natural. But now, she's in her supernatural position. She's with him. She's with the Lord Jesus. She's with the Holy Spirit. She's with God. She's in her Father's house. Her direction came from the Holy Spirit, who always is able to take you to a supernatural position. Because of the Spirit of life, she made it. Y'all didn't hear me.
Yeah.
She made it.
She made it. Yes, she did.
Death didn't catch her in the street. She was a holy woman. Death caught her at home with her husband. Living right before her daughters and before her family. The Christian hope. How long I been preaching? Boy, let me preach too long. The First Corinthians. You know, First Corinthians. First Corinthians, I gotta wait a minute now. It's Christian hope. Let's talk about the Christian hope in First Corinthians chapter 15. Yes, ma'am. First Corinthians 15, verse 19. First Corinthians 15. If in this life only. You know, sometimes people get a pretty nice house, get two or three cars, four or five change of clothes, and they think they got it made. You've seen people like they high mind, they got a nice little house, you know, and sometimes they don't speak, they think they're all that. If you ain't got Jesus, you ain't nothing. Okay. I don't care what kind of house you live in. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. If you don't know Jesus, you ain't nothing. That's what Mabel would tell you. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by one man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ be the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. You see, you hear that? The earthly house she lived in down here was not her only house or only home. She lived in a divine protection. He said, if this earthly house of a tabernacle is dissolved, I have another building. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Didn't he say it? Then look at Kundala, Pastor. Look at Jesus in John. I just prayed in the tongue a little bit. Y'all just excuse me. Look in John. I've just been in a lot of meetings, you know. Hallelujah. John. I've been in a lot of meetings, you know. John, hell, Lord, help me. John, chapter 11. John, chapter 11. John, I feel the Holy Ghost. John, chapter 11. The Gospel of John, my God, I want to scream. The Spirit of God come upon me here. I'm trying to keep talking in English, but I hear another language keep coming up. A language in another world keep coming up. I'm trying to stay down here with you, but I feel the presence of God moving over Mabel's funeral. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith and she finished her course. I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel like I want to shout and thank God for what he had done for us. Thank God that these girls are young women now. They know how to walk. She's trained them to be young women. Thank God, Wan is grounded and rooted in the things of God. When he feels sorry and get weak, there's somebody gonna give him strength. But I heard Paul say, I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. And I heard Paul say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand when something going wrong. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girded around with truth. The sword of the Spirit in one hand and the shield of faith in the other hand. The shield of faith will quench all the nighttime when you're by yourself and the enemy try to show those fiery dots at you. Hold up that shield of faith. Have faith in God. He said, if you could speak to the mountain will move. Call things that be not as though they were. I hear Wayne saying, I'm fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's also able to perform. I wish somebody would praise the Lord in here. I have the clothes, yeah. But I know Mabel's all right. I said, I know Mabel's all right. She had her business fixed with God. And I heard her old Baptist hymn say, in my home over there, when my work on earth is done, at the setting of life's sun, I'm going to my home over there. I will walk the golden stair and be free from every care. I'll be happy in my home over there. In my home over there, the Lord did prepare. There's peace, there's joy everywhere. I will see his face so fast. Some Baptists here, I got some Baptists here, and a starry crown I wear. I'll be happy in my home over there when I reach my journey's end and I bid farewell to men. I will seek eternal rest from all care. You can look for me to go to that other golden shore, and I'll be happy in my home over there. Somebody help me up in here. In my home over there that the Lord did prepare, there is peace, there is joy everywhere. I will see his face so fair, and a starry crown will I wear. I'll be happy in my home over there. Somebody, Christian, help me here, Christian. I'm close. Just a few more years, and I know, and my weary soul must go to a land where neither burden nor care. For beyond the stars above, where I dwell in peace and love, I will be happy in my home over there. In my home over there, the Lord did prepare. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you so. He's coming back again to receive me into himself. Mabel going home. Do you have your business fixed? Will you finish your course? Will you keep your hand in Jesus' hand? Jesus is my rock. He's my salvation. He's my everything. Wave your hand at me if you know him. Wave your hand at me if you trust him. I heard Wayne, he can make a way out of no way. When everything seemed like it closed, the Bible says he opened doors that no man can close. He closed doors that no man can open. Mabel had a business fix. I won't say goodbye to you, Mabel. I say hello to you. I'm on my way. We'll see you another day. Hold on, Mabel. We on our way. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. To God unchangeable hand. Hallelujah. 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 Hold on. Hold on. With God unchanging hand. Everything all right. She had her business fixed. She was connected to another world. Stepped out. Stepped out this old earthly body. Stepped into a brand new body. A body never be sick. Never grow. Man, you know I love you, man. Daughters, you my daughters too. I love your family, the rest of the family, sisters and brothers. Aunts and friends, y'all know I love you. I'll be praying for you. But I can assure you that Mabel had her business fixed. Wayne fought, those girls fought, we fought. I went into the hospital room. I never saw so many family members in one room. And they were there and they were real respectful. We ministered to Mabel. And but the Lord permitted her to come home. And he's going to be with Wayne. He's going to walk with you. And I'm here for you as a pastor. And I'm here for the family. In the grave site, you're not putting your mom in the grave. and just the house where she used to live. Yeah, she's looking on, and she wants y'all to walk by faith and not by sight. I want, on behalf of Wayne and his family, we want to thank so many people, members of the church and the family members who are here. Both Wayne and Mabel have got large families, I know that, and you are here. We want you to know we love you, and we'll be praying for you, and that the Lord is going to keep you, all right? The Lord is a good God. By request of the family, we're not going to open the casting anymore. They had the opportunity to see earlier. I talked to Wayne, what we're going to do now. So what we're going to do is give you a chance to greet the family, Wayne and the girls up here. And so would you stand up? Stand up. Who's going to come and want to come and greet them? Stand up and come on around. Just start coming around right now. Start coming around. Usher, where y'all at? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Brown, right? Appreciate you. All right, because come on. Let's start. Y'all who want to come and greet them, come on. We'll take care of it. All right,